And we now have with us a couple of folks with the Mandela Washington Fellows Program at Kansas State University, and I know something that's a huge event every year. We have with us Katie Garrett, and she's a student coordinator, and also we have along with us Marcella Kashi Uva, and also we have with us Kachi Iquer Ike. And I know I don't know how close I was. I may let you guys say your names a little bit later here too. But moving along, I know Katie, remind us again what the Mandela Washington Fellows Program is all about.
Yeah, so the Mandela Washington Fellows Program is a nationwide program that seeks to bring young African leaders over the United States for six-week institutes. So we have fellows from 22 different countries represented here this summer, and they will be here studying civic leadership and talking about what their challenges are in their countries, what our challenges are in ours, and how we can make progress together as civic leaders.
And really, I mean, this has been going on for a while, and there's just so many interesting experiences that come from this. But some of the things that you've learned, you know, through the years and some of the advantages to this program.
Yeah, I think there are many. I think I've learned more than the fellows have, and they're the ones that should be doing most of the learning. I think the advantages of the program are that we start to understand how our world operates as a global system rather than just thinking about our own country. And I think the opportunity to learn from fellows who are doing such incredible work in their own countries and thinking about what the United States can do, what we can do to try and make the world a better place for everyone.
And Marcella, maybe tell us where you're from and a bit about yourself.
I'm from Namibia, so we say Marcella Kashiova. That's how we pronounce my name. I'm a therapist back home. So my civic engagement is to include all girls in the education system. So sanitation and addiction is my biggest passion. That's why I'm here.
And what you thought about the experience so far?
Very intense, especially the first week. It was very intense because we were adjusting to everything, the food, the time, the slots. What was great was waking up late and going to class late. But then what we experienced in class is there's so many ways of doing things that is practical that we can use back home that is working here. So the interesting thing to see is how we can utilize that back home.
And Kachi, where you're from and kind of what you're getting out of the whole experience?
Oh, great. I'm from Nigeria. And basically, I run an organization that raises awareness about postpartum depression. So essentially, I'm an advocate for maternal mental health because I think that's a huge concern, even here in the United States, as I got to find out yesterday. So essentially, I've been benefiting greatly from the program. Personally, one area I've benefited from greatly is the assessment area. So in the first week we've been here, we've been doing a lot of our self-assessment, strength assessment, personality assessment, getting to know ourselves better. So essentially, my self-awareness is rising. I'm getting to know myself better as a leader, as a person. And that's all happened in 1 week. And I'm excited about all the things I'll get to learn during the course of the 5 weeks more that I have here to stay.
Marcella, I'd be interested to know the process. I imagine it's pretty intense even to get into this program. Talk about some of the things you had to do to become a Mandela Fellow.
Yes, it's quite intense. We had to apply online. So the program is from 18 to 35, yeah?
25 to 35.
So you apply online and then you get screened, you get called for an interview. We were 500 that got called for an interview, and only 22 from Namibia made it. So you really, really had to be a good leader or a good person in terms of trying to change the world back home. So it's intense.
Well, and I can tell, Katie, I mean, they do such a good job. You can tell that they're already leaders in their own right, but this is really an experience where they can share with others, too, that are, I'm sure, in maybe similar circumstances in their own countries.
Yeah, we've had a couple different members of the community that have been able to come in and had a session about gender-based violence and public health and world food systems. And so I think it's a really neat opportunity for the leaders in our own community that are already making progress on these challenges to be able to talk to people who are doing it maybe in different or similar ways and how we can continue to work together to make progress on postpartum mental health and access to education for everyone. So I think it's been really beneficial on both sides of the coin.
And Kachi, maybe things that you're finding you have in common with some of the other folks that are here too.
Essentially, one of the things I find in common is the same challenge with maternal mental health, because essentially it's a huge public health concern here. One in five women will suffer postpartum depression. One in five women suffer postpartum depression back home in Africa. And then the government isn't giving so much attention to maternal mental health back here. And the same thing I find back home in Africa, not enough awareness is done about maternal mental health, and many women still have to suffer in silence. And so the need for more awareness, the need for mothers to get screened, the need for mothers to get more support postpartum is huge, both here and both in Nigeria back home. And I think that seeing that it's also a huge problem here, and seeing the ways in which the public health system here is trying to address that has been really encouraging, and I've been learning a lot from it. And I hope to learn more about how they're trying to address this problem and see how I could replicate that back home and just help more mothers get the support that they need during the very sensitive perinatal period.
And Marcella, particular areas of interest to you and what you're learning, and I imagine that a lot of the folks that you meet here will become almost maybe even lifelong friends in some respects, some of the different things that you find you have in common.
Yes. I met a few ladies who are sewing ladies at the First Congregation Church. Basically, they work with sanitation, which is manufacturing reusable sanitary pads. And this is what I want to start back home for a project called Here for Her. We don't have reusable sanitary pads back home, and a lot of the girls are missing school because they don't have sanitary towels, or they cannot afford it, or the shops are very far. So at most, every month, 1 week is lost for every girl because of that. And that's what I want to introduce, just to donate these pads to them so that they can be in school, so that they can finish their school, and also to expose them to career guidance, psychometrics, so that they can align their who they are with specific careers. I mean, if we have mothers in the education system, we're going to have a better world.
Katie, anything else we want to add before we wrap up here today? And as always, just very impressed by the folks that you brought in. I know there's a lot more there that are on campus, but anything else you're wanting to add?
I just think we're very thankful to have our Mandela Fellows with us in Manhattan. I think we have the opportunity to learn from them and learn more about parts of the world that we may have never heard of or been to before. And so we're just really thankful that they're here and that they're allowing us to learn along with them.
Anything else the two of you would like to add? I don't know, Kachi, you want to add anything before we wrap up?
Essentially, I'm basically thankful for the opportunity to be here to learn from a system that's working, really, and I'm excited about the things I get to learn during the course of my time here.
And Marcella, anything else you're wanting to add?
Above all, I'm so grateful for the program, but most of all for my fellow fellows, because we learn so much from each other. We get to see how they do it differently in the different African countries, and just how we can incorporate and just let Africa grow. I'm amazed by that, and I'm amazed how strong they are and how good they are at what they do, and I love them to bits.
Well, thank you so much, the three of you, for stopping by today. Again, we've had Katie Garrett with us today, student coordinator with the Mandela Washington Fellows at Kansas State University. Also, Marcella and Kachi, and appreciate all three of you coming in today, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.